brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's the same time my computer comes on. Good morning. It is May the 27th, the day after Memorial Day. What a beautiful day this is. 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And it's Carl Bott, and I'm here today with Sharon Clark. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Sharon's, you know, stood in for us before, and so today she's co-host. Linda is trying to get us all ready to get some. And the grandkids are coming.
Oh, exciting.
The grandkids are coming, so she's got all types of things that she has to do. I'm not sure what you have to do for an 11-year-old and 8-year-old.
Well, my daughter's working at Turtle Bay, so you know they have the butterflies right now.
Okay, we're going to be getting that. That's going to be one of the things. That it's going to be next week. We're going to go down, and I guess they're having like a big animal day down there, or an animal type stuff.
I haven't heard that.
On Thursday. Yeah, it's supposed to be something.
Working there now, so it's super, super fun. So great.
In the butterfly place. Okay, we want special.
Yeah.
We want special butterfly treatment when we go through there. Okay. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning, Carl. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
And do we have weather today, since I don't see it floating around
here? I don't see a printout, but I do have the forecast.
It's sunny and pretty outside.
Well, that's good. I like that. So what's
milder day today? High around 86 degrees. Clear tonight. Low about 50, and it'll stay in the lower temperatures around the 80s, which is kind of a relief. However, next week it'll start warming up again. We will see highs pushing back up into those 90s by next Tuesday. Right now in Reading, we've got 60 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. And they offer senior and veterans discounts.
All right. Do we have our Wells Fargo guys on?
We do, in fact, have
Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into a new trading week, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 60 points at 16,667. The S&P 500 adding 9 points at 1,909, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 30 points at 4,216. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 109 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 45 cents at 15.17, Pfizer's up 14 cents at 29.63, Hewlett-Packard down 48 cents at 33.24, and Verizon's off a nickel at 49.69. Of local interest, PG&E up 4 cents at 44.76, North Valley Bank up 39 cents at $22.02, Harley-Davidson up 43 cents at $70.86, and Sturm Ruger up 47 cents at $63.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.54%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.35%. Oil's down 67 cents a barrel at 103.68. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $17.49 an ounce at 1275.60, while silver's down 28 cents at $19.12. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. You know, Chris is the one that was on the show one day and talked about financial freedom for a 20-year-old that makes investments in for like 10 years, and then by the time he's 60, he's taken care of. He and his family are taken care of. Why don't you give Chris a call and the rest of the Wells Fargo Advisors a call, 243-7561. And then stop on by their offices at Park Marina Drive. All right. How was your, Sharon, how was your Memorial Day?
Well, it was amazing. Well, first of all, Saturday I came downtown to the Pros and Joe's barbecue. Well,
how was that?
It was great. It was a little warm, but the beer was amazing, and the barbecue was really great. It was a great turnout. It's so great to see, like, the community out like that. You know, it's just really fun. So other than almost getting hit in a crosswalk because a distracted driver was looking at his phone, other than that, it was great.
Oh.
He felt bad.
Did you feel bad? Not as bad as he would have felt if he bumped into you, or as bad as you would have felt.
That's right.
Yesterday, Memorial Day, and we went out to Anderson. I was honored to speak out there in Anderson. It was a nice, real nice turnout out there. There's a 100-year-old veteran out there.
Wow.
100 years old. And I tell you what, when he shakes your hand, I mean, it's a grip. I mean, this guy is sharp.
There's a reason he made it to 100.
I want to be like him when I'm 80. You know, mm-hmm. if the way he is right now, I'd like it to be when I'm 80 because this man's getting around. He's walking around fine. He's alert. He's not somebody that's sitting in a chair, and which you see a lot of times with people in their 40s. Then went out to IGO yesterday, last night, about 5:55. What a great turnout.
Was it nice?
Hundreds of people
out
there.
Beautiful weather, too, wasn't it?
Beautiful mm-hmm. weather. Flyover was wonderful. The guest speakers, the first one, I wish I had his name, but he's a sergeant on the police force right here in Reading. He's one of the canine guys. And he was also a dog handler in the Marine Corps, in the war dogs. And his talk, his speech, like 10 minutes, was about war dogs. And he told stories
How
about different ones.
Because I didn't even know there were war dogs.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there's a TV show now on the History Channel called, I don't know, something about war dogs, mm-hmm. I guess. And with Arlie Emery, you know, the gunny.
Right.
Is the host of it. But he tells a story about the, you know, about the war dogs and that each war dog saved on an average of about 150 lives out
wow.
there. Because they could go through minefields. They would see things. They could, and you talk about it from the time of World War One. All the way into present day time, but the Yale Bulldogs got their name from a mascot that traveled with one of the infantry divisions to France and fought. And the dog was brought back, and its owner went to Yale and was a lawyer there. And the dog was well known, and so they became known as the Bulldogs because the dog would run out in the field and run around circles.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was. And he didn't say that, but I'd read that earlier.
Right.
Anyway, the stories like that. But then Doug McConnell did a very fine speech talking about freedom and that freedom is paid for by, you know, by the blood of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice, which is absolutely true. And you know, what Memorial Day is. Anyway, fine ceremonies, a lot of people out there, a lot of kids, a lot of young people out there, which
That's
is,
great.
You need
it
to
is
have that.
Completely. Yeah.
The Memorial Day is not the beginning of summer.
It's more than a 3-day weekend at the lake.
It is. It's more than hot dogs and hamburgers. It's a time to remember the people that you served with that didn't make it back. And ones that have made it back, and unfortunately, they've never left the war.
And of course, in my business, we have a lot of veterans, and female and male veterans that serve this country. So it definitely is close to me to see the sacrifices they made and continually make for our country.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things that you do is, you know, the first day I met you, the first time I met you is because I was told to talk to you.
That was our old friend Dave Lanford, wasn't
it? Dave Lanford, who was a Shasta County Veteran Service mm-hmm. Officer. He says, you know, you start talking about people that are helping us find veterans that need help, need care. Talk to Sharon Clark because she's the one that, you know, with Home Helpers. And, you know, you would talk to these veterans and say, you know what, you rate these things. You've earned these things while you're on active duty. And, you know, certain, you know, I mean, like money, financial assistance for those who needed it because
right.
this is part of what
they
earned.
The aid and attendance pension. And when Dave told me that, he said, I didn't realize what a big mouth you had until I taught you about aid and attendance. And now my phone's ringing because a lot of times, and we have a lot of widows of veterans that don't realize they qualify for this pension because it was their first husband that was a veteran who maybe died, you know, in the service.
Mm-hmm.
They remarried for 50 years to someone who wasn't a veteran. And then they're widowed by that person and don't realize they can claim that benefit from their first husband. And I've reached out to many widowhood groups and spoken to groups of ladies and educated them on that. And it is money that's available for them and their husbands. Or, again, I have female veterans that serve their country, and they deserve to take advantage of this. And, unfortunately, the VA is not trying to find them and knock on their door.
Well, we're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, and I want to talk about the VA a little bit, if you don't mind me going into my morning rant.
No problem.
Early, and you can pile on, too, because
okay.
you've seen it, I'm sure. Hey, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. I really like Orchard Nutrition. I walk into Orchard Nutrition, and the store smells clean. It smells like citrus. I know, and I talked to Joe about it. He said, well, that's not an accident. You know, we use certain cleaners mm-hmm. and all that. You know, I mean, why would you want to smell something that
right,
smells?
It's all natural.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's all natural. It mm-hmm. is all natural. And not only that, they have in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff for free to assist you, classes on health and diet in their classrooms up there, which they're now making DVDs for people. And they're going to start, from what I understand, they're going to start putting it out over the web so people can sit in their homes, a little bit older, can't get out, and be able to see wow. classes on health
and diet.
They're
also happy there. Everyone seems like they really like their job there.
He's had people there forever.
Yeah,
it's just like
all,
here, you can take a stick and beat them and try yeah. and get them away from here, and they won't leave. Anyway, this is just some of the reasons to stop and shop at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. We're going to take a break. Sharon Clark, Carl Bott. We'll be right back. Free Fire Radio, your local radio station.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning. Day after a Memorial Day. It's May 27th. It's 60 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today. Beautiful day. 7:20 in the morning. Sharon Clark's my guest co-host today.
I'm doing my best to fill Linda's stilettos.
Well. Well, if anybody can fill them, you can. All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, another part that you'll probably like.
That's right.
2225 Hilltop Drive, Leonard and his associates. I tell you what, just outstanding selections of jewelry. Estate jewelry is always at the top of Linda's list. And he has a super collection of that. At Four Winds Jewelry, the only trained watch repairman in town, can fix any watch that you bring in there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm going to go for a mini rant here,
and then
we'll get into the more, you know, nicer things. The American Legion reports the VA smoking gun. That's right. They report that a Department of Veterans Affairs memorandum written 4 years ago warned that inappropriate scheduling practices, okay? This is government speak for hiding, having two sets of books, taking people's names off one and holding them until they could get in and then sticking them back on there so they could maintain their bonuses. These practices were sometimes referred to as gaming strategies. Gaming strategies with men's and women's lives.
It sounds like we're talking about gambling in casinos.
It is. The document was dated April 26, 2010. It was written by a guy by the name of William Schutterhorn, who then served as the VA's Deputy Undersecretary for Health Operations and Management. The nine-page memo listed several specific scheduling practices to avoid. And this is the things that that's coming back on them right now, why there's an investigation in over 26 sites. And then what the Congressman LaMalfa and his crew are doing down in Oakland, that they're finding is that they can't, you know, the secret list to be, you know, so you can be seen by a doctor in the VA. The secret list there that Phoenix was keeping. And by the way, the Phoenix director got a $9,000 bonus. In fact, they got millions of dollars in bonuses at the VA for stacking up these reports and keeping veterans from getting their
justice. So they said they had been seen, but they hadn't been seen?
No, what they were doing was they were keeping their names off the list. So they could, it said, okay, these people, look how these people were being seen all within 100 days. Well, these people were kept on another list.
Oh, I see.
Because they couldn't get them in.
Okay.
So
it looked like they were more productive.
What they were cooking the books.
Okay.
And she got a $9,000 bonus for that. And that's just in Phoenix, and it's going all over. Oakland, on the other hand, they've got stuff stacked up for years in closets. They've got photos of them. They've got whistleblowers have written reports that these people couldn't even get in on the secret list. They weren't being seen at all.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is how bad this is. And this is the guy, Shinseki. So Shinseki says, oh, no, let's send these veterans out to private hospitals, you know, so if they're not getting their care in time. Oh, they've been doing that for years when they've been wanting to. They could, you know, at the clinic here, they can send them out to private clinics. However, they will send them down to a clinic 4 hours away because they can get six people seen at a military clinic or hospital, the same cost it gets, you know, one out here in town. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but the bottom line is this, is that it's a terrible mess. It's not going away. And that when I see Obama standing in front of a bunch of soldiers over in Afghanistan with getting his photo ops, at the same time people are dying, veterans are dying here, and they're dying, you know, one of the things, our warriors have won every war. They won the battles on the ground. We won in Iraq. We never lost a pitched battle in Vietnam. But what happened was we lost the wars in the halls of Congress. And that's what's happening right now. We're losing the VA. We're losing our veterans. One veteran a day is committing suicide, at least.
Wow, that is tragic.
And they can't get, you know, post-traumatic stress. Who knows? What are the things that are going on? And yet our Veterans Administration is still not doing anything.
Well, just knowing what I know, dealing with elder care, right. You know, you can easily miss something in the aging process that can turn into a lot more of a severe issue. So if they're not getting follow-up care and ongoing help with just even the normal aging issues,
Okay, well, let's move on to something a little bit happier here. I've got, you know, this. Every time I read this, I think about, you know, we just don't care. You know, it's all this lip service. And part of the problem is that your people that are making these decisions have never spent a day in the service. And then, unfortunately, some of the ones who are making decisions have spent 4 years in 40 years ago. All right, but let's go into something happier here. 10 years.
Oh, yes.
10-year anniversary here.
Yes, we're celebrating it this week. Super excited.
Wednesday.
Entrepreneurship at its best, 10 years.
Okay.
I'm going to stop and smell the roses a little bit.
That's right. Sharon started her business 10 years ago.
In my dining room.
In your dining room. You were just sitting there. What made you decide to do this, by the way?
Yeah, so my grandparents and I were very close growing up, and I just saw a need in Reading for caregiving. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is something Reading needs. We have a great group of hireable seniors that can also give the service. So I have a great staff of caregivers. So I quit my full-time job and I bought a used desk and I moved it into my dining room and my kids were pouring cereal on the corner of the desk. And, you know, I was a caregiver. And I actually found one of my first newsletters I wrote to my staff saying, we now have 8 wonderful people on staff. Of course, now I have like 55 or something. But it was
Something.
Yeah. So it's just insane to think back. Like, I realize 10 years has gone by when I look back at all the stuff. But at the same time, it's just...
How many people have you helped over the 10 years? Do you have an idea?
Yeah, I think like 900 to like 1,200 families. I'll have a number more this week when we do our party. But, yeah, I run into people all the time, too, that like, oh, you worked with so-and-so's mom. Or, you know, now it's just, it's like, I was in the grocery store the other day and saying something, and the gal's like, aren't you the home helpers lady? So, you know, I've been recognized now around town, which is super fun. And, yeah, so it is amazing. And, you know, I'm not selling jeans for a living, you know, and that's like what I love about my job is
you're helping people.
I literally am in photo albums and families talk about, remember that gal and her company helped grandma, you know, and just like, even though I'm not a part of the family after we're done providing service for years, you know, that memory is there that I helped someone age with dignity and respect. And my great staff was there and we helped someone through that process.
You started things before other people did. Like you had before they made a law or anything like this, you were background checks, drug testing, bonding, and all these things.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're not even licensed yet. But back in 2008, I implemented all of the proposed licensing mandates at that time. Mm-hmm. So we do criminal background, DMV, drug testing, pre-employment physical, hepatitis B vaccinations, TB testing. So we really weed everybody out. I mean, there's no way that someone who shouldn't be doing this is going to make it through my door.
And the other thing, too, is I think it's important for people to know is you know what? I don't know if mom and dad need help, or I don't know if my kid needs help. I mean, it's all ages. Mm-hmm. So, but they can give you a call and you come in and take a look at them, right?
Right. I'll do an assessment, a free in-home assessment, lasts about an hour. And, you know, on my website, readinghomehelpers.com, there's actually like the 10 things to look for should you think your parent might be needing some help, whether it's formal agency care or more help from family. So it talks about, you know, medications, are they being taken properly? What are their dietary needs? Are people showering? You know, all these kinds of the 10 things that maybe you need to be looking at, especially if your loved one doesn't live in Reading, when you go see them at their home, kind of things to look for, you know, bills being paid on time, major changes in someone's hygiene are an indication that something's going on with the aging process. So, you know, that's really a great place to go for resource too for families.
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is that knowing what to do, because you're not, you know, it's much better to keep, in my opinion, it's much better. It's more beneficial to the person to stay in their own home if they can. And if that means somebody step in once a day or to help out, it's better than them going into a retirement home, which I'm not saying anything against retirement homes. There's times for that too. But it's more beneficial for them to stay at home and stay around their own stuff.
It is. And, you know, many times it's more cost effective depending on the level of care you're talking about. It may save money to have home care brought in for a few years. And then there may be a time that, you know, assisted living or independent living make more sense. But, you know, a lot of this generation, they had a pretty small social circle. They like their home. They like their belongings. They feel connected to those things. And so we want to keep people home as long as possible, as long as safely possible. And many times recognizing that they need some help early on prevents the fall or the lack of nutrition or the medication noncompliance that leads to a hospital stay and leads to further medical issues that, you know, kind of force that move. So it's definitely important to be involved with your loved ones and keeping an eye on things and recognizing it if you do see a change and a decline.
And things, just little things too. Maybe all the cobwebs everywhere, or they're wearing the same clothes the last 4 times you saw them.
And I'll tell you,
doesn't count for guys.
Yeah, it doesn't count for guys.
Guys do that, right? Right, Bob? We wear the clothes. I mean, we'll wear them, we wash them, we wear them again because we like these clothes.
Right. You have the same 5 shirts that you rotate through.
Well, don't I wish? But since I got married, I've literally got 2 closets full of shirts.
What do you need? You need 5 black t-shirts because, you know, you don't want to do the laundry too often. You need a couple of button shirts, a few polos, and
2 pairs of shoes. Yeah. Well, you need 3 pairs of shoes. You need brown, black, and one of those could be a cowboy boot.
And the pair you can scuff up.
Yeah. And then you have your running shoes and those kind of things.
One brown belt, one black belt.
Yeah, and then one with it's got to be able to put the big Harley Davidson I got caught riding a bull.
Yeah,
I slapped a bull or something like that. See, that's all guys need. I mean,
you're pretty simple people.
You know that, Sharon. If anybody knows this, you know this. Linda knows it. You two sit together and talk, and then you two turn around and you look at me. I know it every time. And then you two go do that. Then you both giggle. And you're talking about guys.
What was the home improvement thing?
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, try to get the keys away from you men as you age. Boy, that's the challenge.
No. Try to get the remote away.
There you go.
You know. In fact, that's a DNA thing, the remote is, because in our DNA, men were the hunters. So we're used to sitting down in little dark places for long periods of time with the spear in our hand. What it's generated into, of course, is sitting in a dark room with the remote in your hand.
Can you just pick a channel, though? Just pick a channel, because I get involved. I like the show, even if it's a documentary, and then 10 minutes in, we're switching channels. Like, what's up with that? You guys can't pick a show, though.
Well, you know what? That wasn't exactly what we're looking for to hunt today.
The 5 minutes interest is gone, the ADD kicks in, and now we're on to something else.
Okay, now we're talking about men. We've gotten into men here. Linda is on her way.
She's eye-rolling for
somewhere. No, she's on there going, yeah, you go, girl. We got to take a break here. Sharon Clark is my guest. We've got some great guests coming in right after the break. Carl Bott, Sharon Clark, Linda is taking care of getting ready for the grandkids. All right, we'll be right back.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
Hi, I'm Gary Cressy, and I've lived and worked in the Reading area since 1952. 37 years ago, I met a fine young man named Butch Schaefer. We've been dear friends since. Butch is running for Supervisor of District 5. His qualifications include 12 years as councilman of the city of Anderson, 3 terms as mayor, 15 years on the Anderson Fire District Board, president of California State Marshal Association. A true person, Butch will listen, respond, and act on your concerns. Please vote Butch Schaefer, Supervisor, District 5. Thank you.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
It's Fairlicious at the Shasta District Fair, opening Wednesday, June 11th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park KRCR-TV Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under, special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and FMX riders in the grandstand. Be sure to catch the free prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday is Senior Day with free admittance 62 and over, with the Doo-Wah riders performing in the grandstand. Friday, Country Music's Chris Gardner Band performs in the grandstand, and Saturday it's auto racing and the legalized road rage of the annual Destruction Derby, plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 10th. The Shasta District Fair, opening June 11th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket, while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for the grandkids. She's doing all types of things today. And she's hiring people that we're hiring and all those kind of stuff. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Now, our buddies down at Alliance Heating and Air, the first day it goes over 100 degrees, officially 100 degrees, call them down there at 221-2642. It's got to be officially 100 degrees. And Martin will give $100 to your favorite charity.
Wow.
Yes,
that's
to
great.
Your favorite charity the day it hits officially, not in your car, not in your backyard run. This has got to be it's got to be officially. Alliance Heating and Air, who also does great jobs taking care of your heating and cooling systems. Some days a week, 24 hours a day. They've worked on our systems here. They've worked. They put in bad bobs. I can't say enough about them. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. 221-2642. I thoroughly vouch for Martin and the people from Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, of course, Sharon Clark is here with me, and you're going to try to contain yourself on this one because
really
Rhonda Ball and Rocky Slaughter are with us, and they're going to talk about they're dancing with the stars.
Yay.
Yay.
Good morning.
Dancing with the stars. Okay, Rhonda, how'd you get into this? I can talk about this because I've already done it. Okay, how'd you get into this?
Yeah, what possessed you?
Christy just called me. Christy Hansen just called me in January and said somebody had nominated me and asked if I'd be interested in. I said, let me think about it.
Linda and I nominated you.
Oh, did you?
No, I don't know. We nominate a lot of people. Anybody we can throw into the briar patch. Okay.
So I thought about it, and I thought, I'm not a dancer, and I've always wanted to be a dancer, but it doesn't come very naturally to me. I played a lot of softball, and I never danced. So it's a challenge, and it's terrifying, and it's for a great cause. And
you have no idea how many times I've heard that over the years that I've been involved with this.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a challenge and it is scary, but you know what?
It's for a great cause, and we've always been great supporters at Enjoy Magazine for One Safe Place, and so I'm happy to do it that way, but the dancing part is really scary.
It is interesting being moved out of your comfort zone, because I'm a little bit of a type A, so that's I imagine we probably would connect on that thing. It's
So what's your dance is going to be?
I have a 50s type dance, a swing, and a couple of other things added to it, and a little foxtrot for the first dance. And then the second dance is going to be a disco.
Ooh, nice. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Okay, Rocky, how about you? How'd you get into this? Are you a dancer?
I am not a dancer at all. In fact, actually, I kind of joke that I would probably fail a sobriety checkpoint totally sober.
Walking the line?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've got two left feet. Yeah, it's been very interesting, but kind of like Rhonda was saying, the challenge of learning how to dance, because people have asked me, what can't you do? And dancing was the first thing that I have never been able to do.
It totally takes you out of the comfort zone. I mean, and then... to learn two dances, and somebody said, "Oh, you can dance," and as Kathy Babcock told me, he can dance two specific dances, parts of dances to a specific song.
Right? Yeah. We can't apply this to anything else.
So when people say you can dance, I said I can dance to a specific song, a specific part of one song.
Right?
I said I can do that for 2 minutes?
Yeah, minute and a half.
Minute and a half. I can do that.
Yeah. That's what I
go beyond
myself.
That. Okay. Yeah. What are your dances, Rocky?
I'm not at liberty to say. My dance instructor would probably off me.
Really?
She's kind of competitive. I can say that one will be good and one will be better.
That's amazing. He's going to keep us in the dark, Rhonda.
What if we can't tell what it is?
Oh, you'll know on game day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fundraisers.
Oh, gosh, I have a lot coming up.
Okay.
This Friday night, or Friday at, I think, 4 o'clock, we're going to have – I have Enjoy Magazine or Enjoy the View photos hanging up in Vintners right now. And they've been there all month. And on Friday night, we're going to have an auction, a live auction, to auction off the photos. There's 12 of them. And Frank Cratafil is one of the photographers. Gary Bagula. Let's see. There's – I don't remember. I can't even think. Oh, and Shelly Edwards. Those three are going to be there. Frank's not going to be there. Gary, Shelly, and Brian Rube are going to be there.
Okay, so
for meet and greet.
So you've got meet and greet.
So we have that.
Okay.
We're doing a Rochambeau tournament on the 7th at,
How fun!
At Shameless O'Leary's. And we are doing movies in the park all month.
That sounds super fun.
Every Friday night in June, we're doing raffles and we're doing prizes.
Wow.
And, you know, kids can come dressed up as their – the first movie is Frozen, Disney's Frozen. So kids can come dressed as their favorite Disney character and there'll be a prize. And then on the 13th, we're going to have a barbecue. The Palomino Room is going to do Texas barbecue. And so we're selling tickets for that. They're going to be $10 each. And it's a brisket – barbecued brisket sandwich and coleslaw and chips, and then get that before the movie. And then the second movie is Wizard of Oz. Come dress as your favorite Wizard of Oz character.
Wow. So, I mean, you're really out there.
That sounds
girl.
Amazing.
That's quite the bill.
I'm so excited.
It's crazy. And it's, I have a lot of help. And my daughter's doing the Rochambeau tournament, and she's been working really hard. And it should be fun. It goes really fast. And my sister's been doing it for several years in the Bay Area, and she said, you should do this. It is just a blast. So,
I bet it is.
Yeah.
You know. Paper covers rock.
Yeah.
Okay, Rocky, what are you doing?
Well, first of all, you can go to rockyslaughter.com, and I've got like a crowdfunding platform where you can buy various perks. Perks.
Oh, perks.
Yeah, like business portraits, or we're giving away free websites. My company, Sugar Pine Media, does all that kind of stuff. So if you donate it and come in at a certain amount, you'll get a bunch of free products. One is you can, if it's appropriate, I will get a henna tattoo of your choosing for the dance. So.
Oh, how fun. That's creative.
Yeah.
Are you auctioning off dates with yourself? Are you a single guy?
Yes, I am single, but. Yeah, I
that's
don't know.
That's not anybody who's been on that yet.
What happens if nobody comes?
Right, you know, exactly.
Nobody, they'll offer you 32 cents.
Right? Yeah. There you go.
So you never want to get, you've got to be careful what you offer out there.
Right, right. And then we have some events coming up. Actually, the biggest promotion we've got going on is at Massage Envy Spa right now. If you buy a $10 raffle ticket, they're raffling off a year's worth of services. So
cool.
We've got that. We are planning a rockin' band night. I've got a band. It's called Reading Shreddicle Center, and we play dance tunes from like the Beatles on. And we're working out the logistics on that. But that will go to One Safe Place as well. And then
great.
Got a couple other things in the mix. But
wow. Okay. Now, is there a phone number or anything that they can get a hold of you, or a website or a Facebook or something, Rhonda?
I have a Facebook, Rhonda Ball and Josiah Moran. Facebook, I don't even remember what it is, but you can look it up, Dancing with the Stars, Rhonda Ball, I think.
Okay.
Another thing that I'm doing right now, if you don't have a subscription to Enjoy Magazine, if you go into the store or send a check for $20, the $20 will go to One Safe Place and you'll get a year subscription to Enjoy. So, so that's
all
pretty
right.
Cool.
You know, it'd be good to send the people out of town, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can go to One Safe Place's website and click on your guys' donate directly on One Safe Place website, too.
Well, you know what? The bottom line is, and this is great. I mean, you know what? Can I say this? I haven't done this to all of y'all, for all of y'all. I was a Marine for 30 years. The last thing you'd ever expect me to do is dance in public. 900 people. Or 1,000, whatever
thanks.
It is.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know what number it was either.
it's close to 1,000 people. They stocked this place. But let me tell you about this, is that everyone in there, just like you all have been observing it, everyone in there is pulling for you. Everybody in there is smiling. Everybody in there is proud of you. So, I mean, you know what? And I guess if in the way the lighting is, the only people you see is your partner, really, and the edge of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is you can hear people cheering and all this because people are happy that you're up there and it's not them. that's the big thing. That's the big thing. But I tell you what, that minute and 30 seconds are just going to go by pew, just like that. And you're going to finish huge rounds of applause. People will love you. So don't – you know, I know it's easy for me to say it, but I've gone through it.
Uh-huh.
And you're sitting there backstage and it's like – you know, I'm getting ready. Like, are we crossing the line of departure here?
Yeah.
And then I had to remind myself, there's not going to be blood on the floor. And then I thought, well, I hope, you know. So,
and that's what keeps going through my head. It's
going
3 minutes total.
It's 3 minutes.
That's
and
it.
I tell you what, you're going to have such a great, great time. Just relax with this. And people are cheering you. They are happy. You know what? You've got 900 friends, 1,000 friends out there. You know, the fact they're going to televise it across the United States. Another 4 or 5 million people.
We'll be on YouTube forever, you know.
No. come to think of it. No, yeah. The no,
you are.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but the bottom line is to relax and have it. You know what, you're doing such a great job, and you know what, people are so proud of you and appreciate all of you so much for going out there and helping One Safe Place.
It's a win-win for sure.
It's a win-win for everybody. You know?
And that's when you start stressing out. That's what I remind myself. It's a win-win.
Yeah, everybody's going to have a good time. All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming by today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? We just Linda's going to be a judge, and I, you know, I've got a special place in my heart for everybody that goes out there. I mean, even before I danced, I looked out there and I thought, wow, you know, there's Rick Hill. There's my friend Rick Hill out there, and dressed up in a flamenco costume. And I'm going, hey, Rick, if you're listening. Anyway, the fact is that it's a great thing that y'all are doing, and it goes for such a good cause. So, thank you very much for putting yourselves out there. You are putting, you know what, you not only do you talk the talk, but you all are walking the walk now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 62 degrees out there, 7:48 in the morning, and I'm here with Sharon Clark. Linda is running around town hiring people and also also getting ready for the grandkids coming.
Well, Sharon, I'm excited to fill in for her.
Well, thank you for being here. And we're here with Jessica Delaney.
Hi.
Hello, Jessica. And we're going to... Jessica is... Okay, your exact title is...
Well, I have a couple different hats I wear, but I advocate mainly for homeless issues. I am the Shasta County and City of Redding Homeless Continuum of Care Council Coordinator.
Oh, my goodness.
Lengthy. Very lengthy title. But here today, I am the coordinator of an event called Shasta County Project Homeless Connect.
Okay, and what exactly is that?
That is an event that we have every year at the Civic Auditorium where we bring together as many service providers as we possibly can in the one building. And this year we'll have nearly 60 service providers providing everything from California IDs, medical care, vision care, dental care, children's services, veterans services. I could go on and on.
This is a great thing to do. This is almost like the military operation stand down.
Absolutely.
For the homeless veterans.
It's modeled after the stand down. I can't take complete credit for this.
But it's a good idea that you have people coming in from all the different aspects of being able to assist the people homeless.
Absolutely. Everyone that attends the event can connect with services that will last them really throughout the year.
Wouldn't it be interesting if we could do that full, year round? If we could put services in like one building?
If I could afford it, I would do it.
Well, it seems like it would be cost effective. You could save people time, money, air conditioning costs, electricity. If you put all these into one building with offices, as opposed to spreading them out everywhere, because you're gonna, the people have to get to them somehow.
Well, certainly.
I mean, like one safe place, it's working there for them.
Yeah.
So why couldn't we do this with a lot of other of the different?
They call
aspects.
That a co-located service model, and it's very effective. We a lot of our low income and poverty population that we have in Redding lives on the north end of town, where most of our county services are down on Breslauer on the south end of town, and really it could take folks months to accomplish what we are doing in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. When you think about that, it's the same thing. You don't have to wear those unless people are calling.
Oh, I feel like Minnie Mouse. I like it.
Okay, do you like that? Because we're all wearing them because it helps. Well, for me, it makes no difference, but on hairstyles, it really fixes them.
Yes, I bet.
And Bad Bob's got his own. He's got his flash green ones here.
Nice.
I think he's a member of the Vagos.
Nice.
The Vagos. He's a member of the Vagos radio team. Okay, now when's this going to happen?
June 6th. This is an event that's completely privately funded, and I have to say I am here to beg for money.
Okay.
We will offer all of our services for free, including birth certificates, like I said, California IDs, all of the medical care, children's
California
services.
IDs, what's that mean?
A DMV ID. We have DMV
really?
At the event taking photos of individuals and producing IDs.
Because lots of times they can't get the services if they don't have a valid picture ID.
Right.
Stop them from
correct. And
moving,
if you come out of a
how do
illegals
system get them, then?
Of care, we also have INS services there. So if you can think of the service that we have in our community, it is at the Civic
Auditorium. INS is there too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing is about, driver's licenses now, but they have to prove who they are.
Correct.
And do the homeless have ways of proving who they are?
Well, we have the Shasta County Recorder's Office there to help us out with that because you begin with a birth certificate. We have notaries on the property. We also have the Social Security Administration.
Wow, that's amazing.
So if you go from step one, to identifying yourself to our community, and then hopefully your final step would be getting on your feet, having an income, employment, housing, all of those things, mm-hmm. we have that connectivity in that building that day.
So it sounds like then if you start early in the morning, by the end of the day, you could have an ID, you could have maybe even housing at the end of the
correct.
Day.
Correct. We also have pet services. They are spaying and neutering pets. They are offering booster shots and all sorts of health care for pets. We have daycare on site, hot meal, everything you could imagine. But it does cost money. This is about a $20,000, $25,000 event.
So how much money are you trying to raise here, kiddo?
I am about $5,000 short from my goal.
Okay.
And I need it bad.
So how do people get money to you?
Northern Valley Catholic Social Service is our fiscal agent. So individuals can call 241-0552 and get some instructions on either making a contribution over the phone with a credit card, dropping off a check, bringing us some cash. We'll take any amount. It all helps.
Home Helpers will give you $500.
Oh, thank you so much. Wonderful.
Here.
Yay.
So now you only need $4,500.
Yes,
so
I'm $4,500 short of my goal.
KCNR will give less.
And I'll say,
we'll give you a check today.
I so applaud you for doing this. And a lot of us in the community, and I live on the west side, are the first to say that we have an issue with homeless folks. We have an issue with people hanging out and panhandling and struggling and not knowing where to go to get resources. And so if you're someone who has an issue and I have had that concern for my safety downtown, here's an event to get behind.
Absolutely.
To help these folks get off the street and get the help they need and figure mm-hmm. out what they need to do to take the next step mm-hmm. instead of just complaining about it, you know. And I right. think it's great for our community to get behind this issue mm-hmm. because we do have a problem. And how do you get people to it? What is your outreach like?
It's very impressive. Uh-huh. We actually have free RABA services countywide.
Wow. Okay.
For the entire day so folks can get down there. And this is not an event where we're handing out hot cocoa in South City Park. This
right,
is true
right.
connectivity with tangible services. So the folks that are coming to our event, they're truly engaging and they're coming to us. So they mm-hmm. want to engage and they're participating in getting themselves on their
right.
feet.
These are folks that are looking for the hand up.
Correct.
Amazing.
Correct. And I'm sorry.
No, go on.
We do this at the beginning of the month, which is kind of an interesting social study because a lot of individuals that have public benefits have money at the beginning of the month and they don't feel as without, you know,
support.
You know, their right. support and resources. So we have it at the beginning of the month and we find that the folks that are coming into us are truly the people that are in need. So we see a lot of people with no income at all, children that are going to enroll in school for the very first time mm-hmm. and need to get those birth certificates and things like that. So it's a very
they're ready for a change.
And,
they're ready to move on.
And by the way, before everybody thinks that Jessica is a bleeding heart, she's not. She is one of the people that have stood up in the about panhandling and things like this and has got some strong viewpoints about things that she's there to say, to take people, well, I don't want to use your own words here, take words out of your mouth, but is to put people into housing, not temporary, not give them band-aids, not to do things that, you know, make them feel good and to give money to people that just were going to use it on drugs.
That enable them, right.
Enable them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I've noticed about you.
Correct. I love my neighbors. I want the best for them. And I think that the best is permanent housing. It's not a tent and a blanket and living in the woods. It's an apartment, a rental, a home, a bedroom for a child. That's what I want for my fellow citizens.
Mm-hmm. And handouts, when you see people, because one of the things I think I heard you say one time is that I don't recognize these people.
Correct. A lot of panhandlers I don't recognize, which tells me either that they're not from here, they're not homeless, or they're not engaging in services. And I'll tell you something about handouts. Let us give the handouts. Let the experts offer the free meal or,
right.
the goodie. Because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times that comes with drug and alcohol intervention, mm-hmm. mental health support, things like that. So let the experts do what we're good at.
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. Donate to the Good News Rescue Mission and these different
yes.
community organizations that can help out in a productive, positive
yes.
way.
Don't put
people.
Don't put your hand out of your mm-hmm. window in your car. You know, get on your smartphone and click a little PayPal donation to one of your favorite charities mm-hmm. or
and then tell them
in.
That I just donated to the Good News Rescue Mission for you and your
name.
And then watch as he flips you off as you go by.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, now I've only got a couple minutes left, so tell everybody again how to get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of me by either visiting nvcss.org and taking a look at our event information or calling 241-0552 and making a contribution. That always gets my ear.
She gets 45. She's 4,500. She needs $4,500.
Yes, I needed 5,000 a couple minutes ago.
Sharon does this. She sees something like that, and she puts. And she also, you know, walks the walk.
I know that some of those folks could be elderly, could be trying to care for elderly parents. It touches my heart, our community, and I know that as a business person, many times I don't come into contact with some of these people. That doesn't mean they're not out there and that they're not needing help from us. Just because you don't travel in those circles, it's easy to not recognize that we have a problem in our community, and we do.
A lot of our elderly live in very meager circumstances. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. So
support Jessica in this event.
Good luck, Jessica.
Thanks.
And so why don't you come back on again next week and talk about it one more time.
I'll come every week.
And then I also want to talk to you about this homeless village concept.
Okay.
Because I know that you have feelings about.
Ooh, that's
that.
That's our lead-in.
That is. In fact, I want to have the homeless village guys in here because I want them to explain to me why they want to build a village for homeless people and how it works. In the paper, it's very, very nebulous, and I'd like them to put down some statistics and some concrete to this idea. to see if the community wants to get behind that or if this is something that you should leave to the professionals.
We'll talk.
We'll talk. Okay. Carl Bott, Sharon Clark. Linda is out today and getting ready for grandkids to come. She's getting all types of stuff. You know, I said, honey, I don't think they need all this stuff. I said, you know, and she says, you never can tell. All right. We'll be right back after the messages and with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. KCNR, more talk radio programs, local talk radio programs than any place else in California. But we'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Three men checking on a mudslide in Colorado remain missing following an all-day search yesterday. Mesa County Sheriff Stan Hilke.
Everybody on this mountain is praying for a miracle right now, and we hope that you know that they may be stranded somewhere or in such a way that you know they avoided it. But right now they have not been heard from. We've flown the area and haven't seen anything from the air.
The three men got caught in a much larger mudslide that measures a half mile across in some areas, about 2.5 feet long, some 200 plus feet deep in many places. Well, this man might be in the minority, but told KAVU-TV he didn't mind all the torrential rain that came down yesterday in the South Texas town of Victoria.
I love it. Let it rain some more.
Far away in Yorba Linda, California, rice farmer Al Montana wishes he could say the same as he and his fellow farmers deal with a lingering drought.
We'll survive that. For the future, we have to be very diligent about developing more water resources in California.
Jay Lund is director of the UC Davis Center for Watershed Sciences and says the drought is likely to stimulate action on efforts to redefine who has the legitimate right to limited water supply.
Droughts have always brought political attention and economic attention to poorly defined water rights.
California is now in its third year of an extended drought. Crews fighting a wildfire in a northern Arizona canyon focused yesterday on building containment lines with the blaze about 25% contained this time yesterday.
The crews on the ground continue to do mop-up, where they basically go in areas that they've already established containment lines, and they're removing debris.
And the latest focus, building 3 miles of protection lines on the southern end of the slide fire after having completed much of that work in the blaze's key northern and western flanks earlier in the week. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Tonight, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
TCU's an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres tonight at 10, 9 central, after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
A locksmith who police say was chasing a 23-year-old who drove away before paying for a lockout service lost control of his car, hitting 3 teenage girls on a sidewalk in northern Georgia, killing one and injuring the other two.
We want people to be vigilant in their abilities to observe a crime, but not to be vigilantes. Once you obtain a tag number, once you obtain the information you need, report it to the police and let us do our investigation.
And both men have now been arrested in that girl's death. Hurricane Amanda has unexpectedly regained some of its strength far off of Mexico's Pacific coast. The hurricane's maximum sustained winds early today had increased to near 125 miles an hour. That's enough to make it a Category 3 storm, but the National Hurricane Center in Miami, meanwhile, predicts that the storm will continue to weaken throughout the day, and it should become a mere tropical storm by sometime late tomorrow, posing no threat to land or people. This is SRN News. An investigation into price fixing and a bid rigging controversy in the auto parts industry has mushroomed into the Justice Department's largest criminal antitrust probe ever, and it's not over, according to SRN's Jeremy House.
The investigation, made public 4 years ago with FBI raids in the Detroit area, has resulted in criminal charges against dozens of people and companies. It's also stretched across continents and reverberated through an industry responsible for supplying critical car components. The collusion has also saddled U.S. motorists with millions of dollars in extra costs. The Justice Department says to date, 34 people have been charged and 27 companies have pleaded guilty or agreed to do so.
That is SRN's Jeremy House. Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova successfully dealt with wet weather and their opponents on Monday at the French Open. There was rain in the air, but Djokovic said there was no way he is going to let the rain bother him, so he advanced to the next round. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting stuff for grandkids today, and I'm joined by Sharon Clark. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, Carl.
You know, she's my co-host. She's co-hosted with me before. And
we have a good time.
We have a good time. That's right. And this is 10th anniversary
of Home Helpers this week.
Home Helpers this week.
So excited.
It is. It's great. And, you know, we're going to be involved in that. And it's, I tell you what, you do so much for our community. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Max. Good morning, Sonny. Good morning, everybody in our chat room. And 8:06 in the morning, Bad Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm quite well. Thank you, sir.
Okay, well, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondat. Chris, good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into the trading week, and the markets continue to move higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 81 points at 16,687. The S&P 500 is adding 10 points at 1910, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 42 points at 4228. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 181 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $6.62 at $6.2075, Microsoft off 7 cents at $40.05, Facebook's up $1.31 at $62.66, and Netflix down $4.59 at $397.76. Of local interest, Safeway up a nickel at $34.29, Costco's down 56 cents at $114.39, while Tri-County's Bank is up 64 cents at $23.78. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.54%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.35%. Oil's down 18 cents a barrel at 104.17. And precious metals are lower with gold down $23.49 an ounce at 1269.25. Silver's down 33 cents at $19.07. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Well, welcome back. Thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. You know, Chris is the one that talked about financial freedom to me and explained how that works, starting if you start at an early age, how you too can have financial freedom by the time you're 60. And, you know, something that you can give your kids too, you know, investments, all of these. Talk to the experts down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call, 243-7561, and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Gosh, you know what? What a great day this is today. What's the weather look like?
Abundant sunshine today. The high will be around 86 degrees. A little bit cooler tonight, low of 50, and then down around 81 tomorrow. So a pretty good week on tap right now. We have 68 degrees in Reading with this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Can't ask for more. Well, guess who just walked in?
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, giving you senior and veteran discounts.
How you doing?
She does it better.
She came
by
in.
By the way, Sharon looks like $1 million, as usual. She's such a looker. And
I'm trying to fill in for you.
French manicure on her toes. That's what I noticed right away. How fabulous.
I didn't notice that.
Mark looks pretty good, too.
Mark's got a French manicure on his nails. It's So. He wants to get in touch with that side of himself.
Bye, Linda.
Oh, you're the one that had the notebook, right?
No, that
the
was
movie,
you.
The Notebook,
that
right?
Was you.
Okay, all right. where are we now? Well, let's go back. And of course, Sharon is my guest host, and Linda's in and out. Like
apparently, I'm doing an okay job, at least physically filling in.
Yeah, that's well. You know, she notices things. She comes in, walks in, gives you a hug. Oh, like
compliments me on my outfit.
On your outfit and your pedicure. I'm like, I'm looking down. Oh, okay. And Sharon's here, and of course, the Home Helpers, it's your 10th anniversary this week. Plus, you're doing Dancing with the Stars. So you're going to be back tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning to talk more about myself. It's going to be like the Sharon Show this week.
Well, anyway. Okay, our guest today is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Once a month, Mark comes in, and we talk about Haven Humane and all the other things that impact on our animal friends around here in the county. And you have so many things going on, Mark. But first of all, I'd like to thank you for your service, U.S. Air Force retiree. But also that you were the MC yesterday out at IGO at the big ceremony out there, and did a great job.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'd like to thank you for your service as well. And it was a lot of fun out there. I think we had a big turnout and a lot of
big
people.
Turnout.
Yeah,
big turnout.
Big turnout. Yeah. A lot of people came out. I tell you, the wreath ceremony was pretty amazing.
I never saw, you know, this is the most I've, you know what, I've been watching this for 5 years, and I've never seen that many wreaths laid.
Yeah, it was crazy. It seemed like that line just never got shorter, and they just kept coming up with more wreaths, and it was pretty awesome. I mean, it was great to sit there and say, okay, who's next? Who's coming up next?
Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty and I were standing there together. And we were looking at the line. And we were trying. Well, what could we do? I mean, what could we be? Okay, we'll be the Desert Storm veterans and Iraqi. But no, they already had somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll be let's do a special operation. Oh no, they got the special operations guys. How about the airborne guys? Oh no, there's some airborne guys too. You know, people jump out of airplanes. So we finally figured out that next year we'll go as two old guys that are retired that nice. Want to lay a wreath. Just two old retired guys.
Yeah, just like a really small wreath.
Well,
right?
No, it's a large wreath.
But, oh,
you know,
okay.
Because it's,
all right.
You know, well, I guess we could say two old retired guys would be a smaller wreath.
It would be a smaller
wreath. If we just
said
all the old retired military guys, the larger
yeah,
wreath.
Right.
So we figured that out for next year. But we didn't know if they'd let us in the line or not.
Probably not. But, yeah, I thought it was great. Dr. McConnell did a great speech. I didn't know that about Lieutenant Meehan from Band of Brothers, so that was kind
yes,
of cool to learn
yeah.
that.
And he was – yeah, I did know that. And because reading it, but also in the fact that the things he wrote in his letters were just, the last letter to his wife, who gets it weeks after she gets the report that he was killed when the plane went down. Shot down over Normandy. It was a very touching ceremony. You see people there from World War II in Korea, and knowing that, and you run into these all the time, Sharon.
Some amazing stories. Yeah,
but do you have any World War II, Korea? You know, now it's getting to be Vietnam guys in their 60s mm-hmm. are now. You're probably starting to see Vietnam guys.
Yeah, too. I had a guy last year that told me about being in the French underground, and I mean, and he's telling me, you know, and I hear so many amazing tales from these a lot more men than women, but there are some female veterans I've worked with, but I hear these amazing stories, and I go, oh my gosh, you know, this generation is, you know, where are these stories going to go? Because just there's nothing like it.
Yeah, it was definitely a different time. You know, war has changed so much since then. Some good, some bad. Mm-hmm. But
it's gotten to be push button a lot of times, which is unfortunate because it takes away, not in all cases, but when it gets to be a push button war, I think it takes away, believe it or not, the humanity of it.
I agree.
When you can push a button and see a screen and see somebody explode, it's not the same. And it takes away just sometimes the horribleness of war. That's the danger of it.
I agree. I will say that, as an animal guy, I love the speech that Officer Ryan Ellis from RPD gave.
War dogs.
About the war dogs.
That sounds really interesting.
Really a good speech. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought, oh, here we go. We're going to learn about war dogs. But at the end of it, you're sitting there going, I'm telling, you know, when Linda says, well, what did they talk about? And I spent more time on the dog speech than I did on Doug's.
Yeah, I looked over at my wife and kid, and they had tears rolling down their face after his speech, and it was, you know.
How the dog handler and the dog were wounded,
mm-hmm.
and the dog crawls over and puts himself over his handler and lays on him to protect him. And when the people came up to perform first aid, he wouldn't move. They had to lift the dog off him to be able to perform first aid.
Yeah, it, our junior Haven last year did a booth at the fair that had a bunch of War Dog stuff in it, and it was pretty neat. And then actually something that was kind of close to home down in Tehama County when I was down there, I had a volunteer named Jack, great guy. But he was telling me he was a handler in Korea, but it was and they were in the DMZ, and they actually got attacked, and his dog jumped in front and took a bullet for him. And if he hadn't, he would have died, and he still got shot multiple times. But the dog saved his life, and you know, he talks about it, and when you see him talk about it, it's just like you would see somebody talk about another brother in the military that they fought next to, you know, and same thing. So yeah, it was really good to see that. It was different. And then of course they gave a wreath with his dog, with his police dog, which was really, really cool. So yeah, overall I thought it was a great ceremony.
Yeah,
I was very honored to be asked, and I was very honored to be
there. Well, you did a great job.
Some,
so
really amazing people.
Maybe they'll do it again next year. Yeah. We're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, of course, Espresso Joe's, where you can get great coffee, lattes, and cappuccinos, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. They charge great prices there. And then walk next door. And the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And not only that, but they have some really great new cigars down there. So you need to try out the H. Upman, the Banker. And even though it's called the Banker, it still gives you a good smoke, and it's not that expensive. Also, walk next door, too, and to go into the Fox Wild Side. It's an antique and collectible store right there in the Tobacco and Brew shopping group right there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
It's Fairlicious at the Shasta District Fair, opening Wednesday, June 11th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park KRCR TV Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under, special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and FMX riders in the grandstand. Be sure to catch the free prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday is Senior Day with free admittance 62 and over, with the Doo-Wah riders performing in the grandstand. Friday, Country Music's Chris Gardner Band performs in the grandstand, and Saturday it's auto racing and the legalized road rage of the annual Destruction Derby, plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 10th. The Shasta District Fair, opening June 11th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Love Shack. All right. Carl and Deba, Linda's out. She was in and out of here today. Of course, my co-host today is Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, 10th anniversary this week.
Woohoo!
She's all smiley here, and she's also going to be dancing with the stars. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Just besides the number of guns he has available and all the ammo and the customer service, which is just outstanding, there's something else that John Bastiani is doing. Is he's raffling off a Colt Python 357 Magnum, and the tickets are $10 a piece. You can get 12 for $100, and the proceeds are going to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, our local chapter. So, and this is a Python you can no longer buy in California. So you have to buy from a private party, and this is his own pistol.
Wow,
it's at a 98%. I've looked at it. I've held it. It's a beautiful. It is an icon of revolvers. Is the Colt 357 Magnum. So $10 a shot, $10 a ticket, $12 for $100. And like I said, the proceeds are going to the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And these guys do, all the money stays here. They bought a van for the clinic and all this. Anyway, 2539 Larkspur, give them a call, 222-8222, Bastiani Arms. All right, Mark Story is our guest, CEO of Haven Humane, and we've been talking about a lot of things. But one of the things we want to start off with is the help of the homeless next week.
Yeah, Project Homeless Connect. It's actually next Tuesday, which is the 3rd, is when Project Homeless Connect is. And we are the ones that are doing the pet services, Haven Humane Society is. And so what we do is we set up the truck and we have our vet there. We have actually our whole clinic is there. And we do vet checks and then we do vaccinations, update their vaccinations. And then for people who will do it, we take their animals to the clinic. We actually drive them to the clinic, and we have what we call Day of Hope on the 4th. And what we do is we spay and neuter their animals, and then we drive them back to them. Last year, we vaccinated over 150 animals
wow.
at the event. And then,
wow.
And we gave out food. And then dog and cat food. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, we spayed and neutered over 50 animals. I think it was like 52 or 53 last year. So it's a busy 2 days for Haven.
That's great. And you provide all this, right?
We do. We actually, at our Bark and Wine and Brew in October, we had some people auction off basically the sponsorship for Day of Hope. And so we had
– Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, Stephen Stacy Lauer
From
O2 Motorsports donated to that, and so did Mrs. Cunningham. So we did get some money donated for it, but we're still – we closed down the clinic for 2 full days. And, yeah, it's a costly venture for us, but it's well worth it. So we like to help out. And for those people that think that the homeless don't take care of their animals, I think I've said it before. I'll say it again because it's worth saying, but they actually do take really good care of their animals. Most times they actually eat better than the human does because that's their lifeline.
I agree. So, I think that's probably just that's their security.
It is.
Being out there is having the security of that pet. And that's amazing. And I'm sure they appreciate that outreach when they're there looking for services for themselves to see their pet get great care as well.
They do, and a lot of them, I think, come for their animals, mm-hmm. and then we talk them into going in and getting the services. And mm-hmm. I just think that the whole day is excellent that we can get something like that. And so Jessica and her team are doing great, and we're really proud to be part of that. So we're looking forward to it. So that's next Tuesday, the 3rd.
And if you want to donate, Jessica was on a bit ago. They're still looking for $4,500. And that number is 241-0552. If your home helpers donated $500. So now we still need $4,500 and help support this great event for our community. We do have an issue with homeless folks and getting them the services they need and that outreach. So RABBA runs free all day. It's an amazing event. So I challenge everyone to get behind it.
Absolutely. It's helping people from here in our own community that need some help here. They can get ID. They can find out where they need help.
Instead of just complaining and writing on the blogs and whining to your neighbors about our homeless problem, this is the opportunity to get behind it, even with $25, and give it to the right folks to help these people.
Don't give them handouts. Give this money to the Northern Catholic, Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, mm-hmm. and be something like that. Because they go to help people. This is not something you give them $5 outside your window that goes into drugs or alcohol or things like this. This is if you want to give something, get an app. Every time you see somebody, just say, "Yeah, I just donated $5 in your name to Good News Rescue Mission," and I'm sure they'll thank you.
Yeah, and you know, last year was the first year that I was able to do this, and I was really glad I was out there. And I have to say that the vast majority of people, I mean, other than a handful, were really appreciative, very polite, you know, very nice folks that really appreciated the people that were stepping up and helping them out. So it really was a good
Well, you know, just this year we had the story of the young man, you know, by Taco Bell that was in the dumpster, and reading about, like, just his situation. This is just a kid that graduated high school and didn't have a place to go, and, you know, and just that we don't always understand the circumstances that led to this, and some of these folks really do just need some help to get headed in the right direction. They're not all having alcohol and drug problems. You know, some people are just down on their luck, and I and that really drew attention to that for me, being in the community, that, you know, there are people out there that just...
Yeah, they need a hand up, not a hand out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, we got a lot of things to talk about with you.
Yeah, we're busy.
Because there's a lot of things you're doing this week, and one of them is the June 7th. Because when she said the date, you went, no, we can't do that. Yeah. Because you've got a huge event coming up a week from Saturday.
Yeah, June 7th is our Dogathon Festival, followed by our Boot Scootin' Doggies concert. So we've kind of revamped it this year, and we're really excited about it. So the Dogathon Festival itself goes from 3 to 7 o'clock. We're going to have Splash Dogs again with the pool. We're going to have the West Munster Family Dog Show. So you can come and have them, you know, join these kooky events like look-alike contests and other kind of contests with some prizes. But this year is a little bit different. We're going to have a bunch of other nonprofits come and set up carnival booths for the kids. And so it's going to be, you know, you're going to buy tickets, and it's going to be pretty inexpensive to buy the tickets. And then those nonprofits will actually get the money that they earn, 100% of that. But it's going to be more fun for the kids. We're going to have a bounce house there. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have a bunch of demonstrations going on. We're going to have a petting zoo. So there's going to be a bunch of stuff going on that day from 3 to 7, which is great. And then...
Where is that at?
It's at Haven.
Oh, it's at Haven. Okay.
Yep, 7449 East Side Road.
And then...
So, and then we are going to have our barbecue and concert, which we've called the Boot Scootin' Doggies Concert. That starts with Yappy Hour at 6 o'clock.
Yappy Hour?
Yes, Yappy Hour.
Now, will the drinks be named after...
I don't know if we're going to name the drinks after them. That's a good one. I'm not sure. We're not in
the
charge
Kitty
of
Cosmo.
That. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Virgin Pomeranian.
Yeah, exactly. But we're going to have like a photo booth or a photo area, you know, with the Westerns theme. And we're basically turning our pasture into a concert.
That
and
sounds
barbecue.
Super fun.
Yeah, and
that
so we're going to have cattle.
Are you like cleaning the pasture up first? Or is this going to be like...
Well, we want it to be real
horse,
natural.
Horse poo stomping booty.
Yes. We are going to clean it, and it's going to be decorated, and it's going to look pretty amazing. So, and we're really pleased to have Cattle Rocket, formerly known as the Nathan Thomas Band, playing for us. And if you haven't heard them, you're in for a treat.
They're good. I've heard them. You know, I'm looking, where have I heard these guys? Yeah. Who's this Cattle Rocket? And then I realized who they were. So they're
pretty
good.
Opened for Chris Young last year, and they actually take country music, and they almost put like an 80s rock spin to it. Mm-hmm. So it's really pretty unique, and they're really, really talented group. So we're really excited about having them.
You can bring your dog to this, right?
You can bring your dog. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we encourage people to. We're also actually going to have a vaccination clinic as well from the 3 to 7, so you can come and you can get all your vaccinations and license and everything else. So one stop for the dog, and then they can go jump in the splash pool. And
then they want to know if you can chip me that day. I said I wasn't sure.
Oh, I would be glad to chip you.
Thank you very much. Just because you have one?
I would probably do it for free. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
they always know where we're at, yes.
Tickets for the Boot Scootin' Doggies concert can be bought at they're $25 each, and they can be bought at Haven. But they can also be picked up at All Animal Grooming and also at VCA Astor Animal Hospital. So they're helping us sell some tickets. Those are $25 a piece, and that's the barbecue and the concert. So, we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be a great event.
Fun.
Okay, look, let's take an early break here, Bob. And we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and just looking at it's a big season for them. Sharon Clark is my co-host today, and we're talking about a lot of things, especially things that Haven Humane is involved with. And the last one is, of course, June 7th is the annual Dogathon, and then June 3rd is the helping the homeless 2-day affair, and you're doing a lot with that, with spaying animals and inoculations and all that too. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda's not here today, but Sharon Clark is here from Home Helpers. Woo-hoo. We'll be right back.
Well, you know you make me wanna talk, kick my heels up and talk, do my hands up and talk, throw my head back and talk. Come on.
We've all become familiar with the lack of representation from our federal and state government, but shouldn't it be different with our local officials?
Hi, I'm Butch Schaefer, running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 5. If you're frustrated with the lack of response and representation from your local government official, with your vote, I will change that. I will work to streamline county fees to make new jobs available through small businesses, not more government, and increase safety through law enforcement and fire protection.
I'm Brad McDonald. I've lived in the Anderson-Cottonwood area for over 40 years, and I'm voting for Butch Schaefer for Supervisor District 5. Butch has a strong understanding of law enforcement. He recently retired from the Shasta County Marshal's Office. He will work hard to ensure that the law enforcement community in Shasta County is fully funded. Butch has established himself as a leader. His work as an Anderson City Councilman and Mayor are a testament to his dedication and loyalty to bring jobs to Shasta County. Please join me and vote Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
I'm Butch Schaefer, a man of the people, asking for your vote for Supervisor District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butch Schaefer, Supervisor District 5.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
National News with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark here today. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
It is 68 degrees heading up to, what, the 80s, 90s?
It'll be nice.
90s 80s, today. What is? How hot's it going to get today?
About 86 today.
86.
So, and tomorrow, 81. So
we'll
enjoy
take it.
While
cool.
You can.
Great. Cool. All right. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors and veterans, great prices, great haircuts, Man's Last Stronghold. You know, you need Man's Last Stronghold every so often.
Lots right? of my clients go there.
Well, do they? You know, yeah. You know, you can sit there and get the cheers of barbershops right there.
There's no perms going on in there.
No perms going on there. There's no hair. There's no styling. There's a, unless you've got, you know, like a flat top, and that's the only gel you're going to see there. And they put it in, the, you know, is that wax there. So great haircut. So great guys down there and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, our guest is Mark Story, and he CEO of Haven Humane, and all these things are going on. Okay, this is the last week for a grooming fundraiser. And it says some of the groomers in the area have dedicated the month of May to raising money for shelter animals. And so you can have a donation made to Haven at All Animal Grooming, Country Critters, Shampoodles, the Noble Beast Mobile Grooming, and Just for Paws.
Yeah, so they
How's that working?
They did this last year for us, which was fantastic. And so the whole month of May, basically a percentage of what they do, they give back to Haven, and it worked really well. So they all said, yeah, let's do it again. So, of course, we were like, yeah, absolutely, sure, let's do it. So, yeah, so they've been grooming all month, and then they'll give us a percentage of the proceeds. And it's perfect. It's May. You know, it's springtime. It's spring cleaning for the animals, just like the humans. So get your dog or your kitty bathed and groomed, and a little bit of that money's going to come back to the animals that we're looking for homes for.
Great. Okay, you've got a lot of things coming in the month of June, too.
I love the whole fostering the kittens thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we need fosters.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, literally, if you're, like, kids are getting out of school and you have the time and the space and other pets that get along with cats, this is a great way to, like, you know, because my sister said, you know, I just wanted to let my cat have a litter of kittens so my kids could have that experience. Well, that's just not responsible.
Yeah.
But here's a way that if you want your children to, like, see the litter of kittens and see how they're, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
How long do you need people to take them for?
It depends on how old they are, but usually it's usually a weight thing, so it depends on them. Once they're about 2 pounds, 2.5 pounds, then we'll get them altered and we can put them up for adoption. So it's usually anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks. 6 weeks would be pretty long. So it's great for people who maybe don't have, you know, the whole year to dedicate to some pets, but they want to help out. And so, you know, the foster program is
what a neat idea. Or if you have like a at-home child care center and you wanted to like show the kids like something civic, that would be like amazing. So that's 241-1653 if you want to foster some kittens. That's what was exciting.
And we have lots of kittens.
That's great.
You know that number.
I just read it. Oh, okay. Boy, you're like, I really had you.
Where'd you get that number?
He was really impressed there.
I was, you know, okay. Wow. Just, you know what, can you finish out the show? I got some work I have to do back in the office, you know? All right, first Tuesday, or second Tuesday club.
Yeah, second June 10th. Tuesday. Yep, Cheesecakes Unlimited. Second Tuesday, it's on June 10th. And so, again, every second Tuesday, we pick a local restaurant, and they donate a percentage of the proceeds for that night to Haven, again, helping the homeless pets. So Cheesecakes Unlimited, great place to go eat.
It is.
Their new location downtown is amazing, too. If you haven't been there, check it out. Yeah,
it's better. You know, when we're talking about the kitten season, and you can foster care of kittens, but this is also June clinic special is Adopt a Cat Month in June.
Yeah, so the clinic is actually going to be 10% discount on all spays and neuters of cats. During the month of June. It is Adopt a Cat Month. So if your animal, if you want to be responsible, like you talked about your sister, now is the time to do it because it's 10% off spays and neuters. So let's get them altered so that we, next year, don't have to find quite as many fosters for our kittens.
Do we, is it getting any better, would you say?
Yeah, I think
because,
it's.
I mean,
think
you are pushing this. Everybody's pushing this. I mean, I would think that at some point we'd see like a dent.
Yeah, it's definitely getting better, but I keep telling people it's not a 5-year plan, it's a 50-year plan. So, you know, are we going to see significant improvement over the next 5 years? Probably not. We're going to see a little bit of improvement. I think that other steps have to be taken, and we're kind of looking at that. There's nothing concrete yet on maybe how we can help out with some of the overpopulation with the kittens, especially with the cats. But, you know, it is definitely helping. The numbers are going down slowly. You know, last year we altered over 5,100 animals, and the year before that over 5,200 animals. But, you know, I use San Francisco Peninsula Humane Society down in San Mateo, actually, as an example. You know, they went from in the 80s, they had 40,000 animals a year coming into the shelter, and now they have 10,000 animals a year. But they started their spay-neuter clinic and really pushing spay-neuter in the 80s. So, I mean, you know, it's a 30-year deal, you know, and they've gone from 40,000 to 10,000 in 30 years. So it doesn't happen overnight.
It's too bad this isn't something you just spread around out there that they can eat and that it just like kitty birth control or something.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not.
Well, there is, but you probably won't like the results of it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be technically birth control.
That's true.
That would be something else.
It is. You've got, okay, the you and, you know, the Colt 45s. Let me talk about the Colt 45s for a second.
Absolutely.
First of all, we're doing 45 nights of Colt 45 baseball, and they are reaching out to every group in the community.
to act as a help and a fundraisers and with the Colt 45's baseball team. In fact, the first game is this Friday.
It is, yeah, veterans.
In fact, it is. It's the game. It's to help veterans organizations. So I think it's going to the Eagle Cemetery. In fact, and we have. By the way, I have tickets for that game. So if you want to call in at 605-4567, I have a couple of tickets for that game. We'll be giving away tickets the rest of the week. But you are doing tickets too.
We are June 21st. We are going to be at Bark at the Ballpark is what we're calling it. So Colt 45s are going to be doing a fundraiser for us. So we are selling tickets. You can call Haven, 241-1653, and get tickets for that game as well. Those are only $5, and half of the ticket price goes back to help us with the animals.
Let me tell you what a great time it is at the ballpark there. It's they're putting in the stadium seating, so that's greater, more shade. $5 for a ticket. And for $5, you can get a hot dog and a drink. I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, these are good hot dogs, too. I mean, these aren't the ones.
And those hot dogs taste amazing sitting out in the sun like that. They're much better than what you'd ever make at home.
You have a beer in one hand and a hot dog in the other and peanuts.
That's the best hot dog ever.
Oh, there's nothing better than it. And the game is going to be a great game, but SETI has been doing a lot of work with this. Now, so we're going to give away two tickets for this Friday. I wasn't going to do that, but I'm going to give away two tickets for this Friday for the Veterans game. It starts at 7:15. And just call 605-4567. All right, but for years on the 21st, that's going to be a great night too.
Yeah, yeah.
Bark at the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm going to get to throw the first pitch out, which is pretty cool. Yeah, I have to practice a little bit, but so I actually
it's a long distance.
I'm pretty sure I'll be okay.
I've seen everybody throw the ball. Usually, they bounce them in.
I can pretty much promise you that I'm going to be long before I'm short.
Okay.
But we'll see
that's
happens.
It. It's one of those things that, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it over the backstop before I bounce it.
Exactly.
Before I bounce it halfway in there like the president.
That's my goal. But we're really excited about it. I mean, I talk about the Colt 45s all the time, and for them to come to us and do a fundraiser was even better. I mean, I think what Coach Pacetti is doing out there is just – it's a win-win for this community. You know, these kids – I don't even like hot dogs, and I love hot dogs at a ball game because it's just there's such something about it. Mm-hmm. But not only that, but I mean, these are some good quality baseball players. I mean,
they
These
kids are college kids that are going to be into. You'll see a lot of them get drafted up into the pros.
I mean, we went to a bunch of games last year and had a great time. And this year with the stadium seats and moving it in closer and all the improvements, I mean, it's just going to be a great baseball. So if you haven't been out to Tiger Field, you need to go. I, of course, would prefer that you go June 21st, but I'd like you to go to a bunch of different games, but just make sure June 21st is one
of them.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Half the ticket sales go directly to Haven Humane, so we want to support that.
I just got something in here from Ann who said, we just had a pet food drive for Haven at GOP headquarters.
We did. Yeah, they did. And I went over there and I picked it up myself, actually, last week. And a lot of that food is actually going to go towards the Project Homeless Connect.
Great.
Which helps out immensely. And you know they really do need that food, so it was great, and it was a lot of food too. They got a whole bunch of it, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hey Ricky, you just won the tickets for this Friday, and come by here at 1326 Market Street, and we'll have them up front for you. Two tickets to the Colt 45s or the Veterans on the Veterans Night. But you know what? We're going to come out on your night too. And
just to laugh at me if I don't make it across the plate. I mean, I know why it's coming
because I'm going to be there in the booth announcing. Nate will be announcing, but I'll be sitting there in the booth. So I said, let me give you a little color. Let me give you the color commentary on this guy.
Well, I'm going to give you plenty of stuff to give color commentary about, I'm sure.
Okay, he winds up. I wonder if this is the first time he's ever held a baseball. Oh, anyway, no, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, I would.
Yes, you would. But no, it isn't.
No, we will try to be there. Okay, a lot of other things happening here. Volunteer orientation.
Yeah, this Friday, 5:15 at Haven is the next one, and that's at 10 a.m. I'm sorry, and then the next one is June 7th at 10 a.m. at Haven.
What do you do there?
Yeah, what do you need them to do? What kind of volunteer training is it?
Well, volunteers do pretty much everything there that they want to do, but majority of the volunteers socialize the dogs and the cats. So socialize with the cats, you're not going to take them for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna kind of sit there and spend some time with them. With the dogs, you're going to take them for a walk. And, you know, I tell people all the time that you know, there's kind of this hurdle. Once they get over about 3 to 4 weeks and they kind of get in a routine of coming to Haven, they start realizing that it's a lot more therapeutic for the human than it is for the canine. Mm-hmm. But it's great because Wendell is our volunteer coordinator, and Wendell has done a great job of really boosting the volunteer numbers. And they wear these lime green neon shirts, so you can see them from across the property. And it's great when I go outside and I see four neon green shirts walking dogs. I mean, it's just great because, unfortunately, our staff just doesn't have the time to be able to socialize the animals like we like. And it is so important for their well-being that they're socialized and walked. It reinforces that humans are good, to the dogs, who are super resilient to begin with, but they still need that, and gets them out of the kennels and just makes them more adoptable.
And to add to that, volunteering, actually, you're healthier, you have better heart function, you live longer. People that live to be 100 tend to have a huge volunteering part of their life, along with some other risk factors they avoid. But volunteering is very healthy. So if you're listening, you're a senior, you're a retiree, this is the kind of thing. It's a great – and I assume if they want to travel still, they can give you the dates they're available to volunteer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a great – not a huge commitment if you want to do your RVing and things like that. What a great way to
give
back to the community.
I didn't realize that. Maybe I'd read that someplace, but I'm glad you brought that up. Wouldn't this be a great thing to do for, seniors? Put them in a – come in and get a bus and have them bus load and drive them down once a week so they can walk the dogs around.
Yeah.
Good exercise.
There's some physical limitations sometimes because a lot of the dogs we have are big dogs. So we have to handle basically every volunteer is going to have a different rating with what dogs they can.
Three of them walk one
right,
dog.
Right, exactly.
That's right, and they just kind of tandem them.
Or they can sit in the visiting room with them and just socialize them. And that's absolutely doable. And there's other things that we have people do. They help out in the clinic. They help with filing. They help clean kennels if they really want to, which is pretty rare. But, they help with yard work. They help, because we have 8 acres and, three pastures and a bunch of stuff going on there. So there's always stuff to do. And a lot of people, maybe they're not really comfortable walking the dog or socializing the cat, but they want to help out. So
what
there
is the
are
age group
options.
How young can they be?
16 and older without a parent.
Okay.
And under 16 with a parent. So obviously 16.
So that's my daughter at 16 had a really tough time finding work because just the way things are right now, people are competing for jobs. So I said, I'll help you with your car and your gas, but you at least need to volunteer 10 to 15 hours a week in lieu of finding a job, but continue to look. So this is a great, if you have a 16-year-old child who's responsible, who can make that kind of commitment over the summer, who is having difficulty finding work, at least getting them involved in some civic giving back would be a great thing to do.
And since I started, we've actually hired 4 or 5, I think it's up to 5 volunteers, two positions, and two of them were younger kids as well. So, I'm not saying that that's a guarantee.
People
you're
of all
a
ages.
Job.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what a great
people
thing.
People of all ages.
Instead of sitting around all summer getting in trouble, that's a great thing to do. So.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield until you explore all the options. A little chip to cracks over 2 feet in length can be fixed by Jeff Wurst down at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And you guess what? If you can't fix your glass or if it doesn't work, he gives you a full money back guarantee. And he guarantees that damage to your glass will not grow or continue to grow or your money back. Located at 3208 South Market Street, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ever wonder why large chain store pharmacies make you walk all the way through their store to get to the pharmacy in the back? And why they take so long to fill your prescriptions? The reason is that they hope you'll shop while you wait and spend a few more dollars in their store. At Owens Pharmacies, we know you have a busy life. That's why we fill your prescriptions fast, so you can get your prescriptions filled and get on with the rest of your day. We don't sell frozen pizzas or motor oil. We are dedicated to providing you with the best clinical pharmacy services available. There's a reason Owens Pharmacy has been voted best in the North State for the last 6 years in a row. That reason is great clinical pharmacists, the best service, and low prices. Isn't that what everyone wants from a pharmacy? Why would you go anywhere else? Come to Owens today and see why the North State says nobody is better.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dogathon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
It's Fairlicious at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 11th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park KRCR TV Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under, special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and FMX riders in the grandstand. Be sure to catch the free prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday is Senior Day with free admittance 62 and over with the Doo-Wah riders performing in the grandstand. Friday, Country Music's Chris Gardner Band performs in the grandstand, and Saturday it's auto racing and the legalized road rage of the annual Destruction Derby, plus hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 10th. The Shasta District Fair opening June 11th, the fairgrounds in Anderson.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is out getting things done today. And I won't say on assignment because she's out running around. She's not on assignment today. She's just out running around there and getting things done for the grandkids coming on. And, of course, Sharon Clark is with me today.
And I come on to help you out, and now I end up donating $500 for the homeless, and I want to adopt kittens. So I don't know how this composting thing is working
for me. Can you have her on more often?
You know what? I'm going to have her on anytime. Because then, you know, people look at me, and I get some kind of credit for it. Say, look, if I hadn't, you know, I've got Sharon here for it. I put people together here.
That's right.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors right here in town. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV at your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Give them a call at 223-2177. Their service department, by the way, is just simply outstanding.
Got my new car there a couple months ago.
Yay.
Shop local.
Yes. Shop local. That's the other thing, too, is that they're going to give you a good deal, and everything stays here. All that money you need to keep.
And you can go see Diane in the finance department, and she'll put together a great deal for you.
Oh, she likes you. They like you. Oh, yep. Yeah. And they're friendly, and they know you. It's
and
your
Ford,
neighbors.
Fords are amazing, too, by the way. But
what kind of Ford did you get?
I got the Ford Explorer, the new Ford Explorer.
Ooh.
It's red. It's like
fire
cherry,
red?
Candy apple, kind of a Merlot-ish red.
A Merlot-ish red.
It reminded me of a great red wine, so, of course, that sold
not
me
like
right
your,
there.
It's not like your dress, then.
This is a little brighter red.
A little brighter red. Okay. Yeah. I have a bright red F-150 truck with a big KCNR in the back, so I don't know how you can miss that.
Yeah.
You know what I say about colors, don't you? Is that guys know the eight crayon box of colors. That's all that guys know.
There's eight?
Unless they are into interior decorating.
Guys still say maroon, which I mean is a total 70s color.
You know, I still haven't figured out what mauve is. What's mauve?
Mauve.
What's mauve?
That's like a pinkish purple.
Pinkish. Why don't we just say pink?
Yeah.
Because it's not pink, it's mauve.
It's mauve.
Okay, speaking of mauve, let's go on back to Haven Humane.
And, good segue there, Carl.
Good segue. Mark Story, my friend. And you know what? We're really glad that you're in our community and that you've taken and gotten into Haven Humane. It's not an easy job. And I know a lot of your people take a lot of abuse down there, and they shouldn't be. And you just have to just keep plugging through there because you have the end result in your mind.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad I'm here too, and I love this community. Like you and Linda, you know, Tina and I decided to stay. This will be our 10th year here in the community, and you know, we really love the community. So, I wasn't looking for a new job. I was happy down at Tehama County. I love being in animal care. Some days are better than others, but when Dr. John retired, I said, you know, I'm going to kick myself if I don't at least apply for the job, and then They were silly enough to hire me, so here I sit. But, you know, I couldn't be prouder of my staff. You know, they work really hard every single day. And, you know, we're working really hard for a day where we see no more homeless pets in the North State. And, you know, it's not a 2-year plan. It's not a 5-year plan. It's a long-term plan. But, you know, we get closer every single day. We're blessed with a community that really supports us. So,
super. Great. Hey, we got one last thing here. Kennel sponsorship gifts.
Yeah. So we're kennel sponsors. I think you and Linda have one, right?
We do.
Yep. And I have one as well.
In the name of Schnooky.
Yeah, that's right.
I was holding out for Elk Killer and never made it.
So we have kennel sponsorships for both the dog kennels and the cat condos at the Morgan Adoption Center, which is our new building. It's $250 for the dogs, and it's $150 for the cats, and they're going to stay up for a long, long time. So, you know, we have a few left, and we encourage people to do it. You can do it for a family. You can do it for an organization. You can do it just because. But we have pretty much the gambit. There's a lot of them up in there, and, you know, we did ours in remembrance of a bunch of dogs that kind of had an effect on us and kind of why I'm in this business. So, yeah.
Okay, and the and you can go in there and you can take a look at where it is. Ours is on there. You know, it's our kennel
That's
sponsorship.
A neat idea.
It is cool, and so it also helps out with the with Haven Humane and the things you do. Well, buddy, hey, have you ever thought about making a deal or some kind of something with the county jail with the you know this catch and release policy? Even though I know why they do it, and I know that's not, you know, that the jail's full. Is maybe, hey, we'll chip them for you. And then kind of like get some money that way, like $50 for chipping each prisoner.
We don't do people. They're a lot harder to deal with.
Well, no, not really. So you put them into this modified stranglehold and bend their head over and put it right behind their ear. I mean, kind of inject it into them.
No, but you know what we are doing?
Okay.
We're having a dogathon on June 7th, and we're having a Boots Scootin' Doggies concert. From 7 to 10, and you can get tickets at all
Way
animal
to turn
grooming.
It around.
Thank you. All animal grooming, VCA Asher Animal Hospital, and at Haven Humane.
You're never sure if I'm kidding, are you?
And there's going to be doggy pools for your dog to swim in.
Yes,
and
there's going to be all kinds of stuff. So bring your dog.
Three to seven.
This is
going
to be great. You know what? You know why this is going to be fun is the grandkids will be here, so we can get them down there so they can see this, because I mean their little legs are going to be worn out, and so will Linda and I by the
are
time this week
Snooki?
Is over.
Because I haven't met Snooki yet, so you need to bring Snooki.
I might do that.
Yeah, and then you need to
go she likes? She does.
Try
she
the splash dogs and see if Snooki will jump
and
off
And I'll
the
bring
dock.
Cooper, and they can play together.
Yeah.
Easily the cutest dog in the world.
What? Snooki?
Yeah.
Yeah, Snooki is pretty cool.
So wait, Snooki's nickname is Elk Killer, and she's cute.
Well, her real name is Elk Killer.
Oh.
Her slave name is Snooki. You know,
okay.
People call her, the adults call her, or people call her Snooki, but the other dogs call her Elk Killer, because that's who she is. She's frost. She's ferocious. That's right. And I was thinking about, you know, getting one of those little kittens so she could practice, you know, chasing it around the house. Or be chased around the house by the kitten, because, you know, I'm not sure with her.
So if my adoption manager is listening, Carl Bott, not on the foster list.
She needs a little exercise during the day when we're not there, you know. They can chase each other. Come on. She's, you know, I've never seen her bite. I mean, I've seen her now at this point in her life where she'll turn around and growl, you know, yelp at them. But I've never seen her bite another animal. I know she's never bit a human.
So. For anyone who's familiar with Star Wars, this dog is an Ewok.
She looks like an Ewok. Yeah, I know. And people, other Marines are coming by and they're going,
This is your dog?
This is your dog. Yeah, this is my dog.
She's a little camo.
This is my
outfit.
First. Yeah, she does. And yeah. This is my first dog. So I, Linda went to pick it out, and I ended up picking it out the first place we went to. So, you know, I never understood why people liked dogs. I mean, even though there were dogs in the family, I never understood why people liked dogs until I got her. And now I understand it.
Now, did you pick her out, like, in the same time frame as you watching The Notebook, or because I'm just...
It was after I'd gotten back from a multiple combat tours. So I just looked at her and figured that she could just stealth in there and stealth out with me.
Nice. Well, bring her out to dogathon. And,
you know what? We might just do that. We could do that. And let her go out there and play and see what it's like. Show she really likes other dogs. Okay. Mark, thanks a lot for being here. We still got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
The dogathon then and the Boot Scootin' Doggies Barbecue and then the concert afterwards. So, what do you, people can go to one and then stay, I guess, all day.
Absolutely.
If they want
that's
to.
What we'd like them to do, yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fantastic.
50-50 drawings, raffle baskets, and of course, the bark at the ballpark, Colt 45s. are having a baseball game on June 21st. Half the proceeds go to back to Haven Humane, and it's a great way to spend a night. I mean, if you haven't been there, this is just going out to a baseball. And you said it. You said it, Sharon.
I don't eat a hot dog, but unless I'm outside at some type of athletic event.
Yeah, me too.
There's like nothing
There's
like that
certain things
dog.
Like I never have. You know, like the only time I eat a corn dog is at the rodeo. And I never got to it this
Fair's
year.
Coming up. That's justifiable.
I mean,
the fair could be a corn dog.
By the way, the rodeo that we had here that Saturday, that you know, the Champions Circuit, was on ESPN last night.
And wow!
And it had Redding in there. I mean, it's amazing how the cameraman will focus on certain people in the crowd all the time.
I know when I was on Ellen, I kept my face kept coming up the whole time.
It did.
Yeah.
Good. Because I can understand that. Because and they would flash through the crowd and stop every so often. Anyway, but that was on – it was on national TV, and it made Redding look really good. It came out really good. They talked about what a great place it was here. And, you know, people like you, Mark, and you, Sharon, that make this a great place. And, you know, Home Helpers, 10th year of Home Helpers and literally helping people in their lives and helping families. And we really appreciate you.
Thank you. It's been amazing. I appreciate the support of our community. It is an amazing place.
How do they get a hold of you one more time?
You can visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call 226-8350.
And you, my friend, Mark?
241-1653 at Haven Humane.
And you can call us at 605-4567 anytime you want to right here at KCNR. Ricky, come down and pick up your tickets before Friday because that's when the game's going to be at 7:15. Thanks a lot for being here with us today. We're going to be talking and changing, totally changing subjects tomorrow, a lot of sex trafficking and things going on in the what's happening along the interstate in the corridors, among some other things. Plus, we have some more
Dancing with the Stars.
That's right. Carl in the Bot. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Obama makes an announcement later today that he will seek to keep 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan after the war formally ends later this year, and then will withdraw most of those forces by 2016. Classes are canceled at the University of California, Santa Barbara today as the college community reels from the deadly rampage that took the lives of six of its students. UCLA student Malia Smith tells KNBC the rampage has made her realize that her sense of safety was just an illusion.
You feel like you're contained and that you're safe and that nothing's going to happen to you. And this, it's just sort of a wake-up call.
Authorities say the 22-year-old man who carried out the attacks Friday night had posted an internet video saying he intended to slaughter as many people as he could. Also at SRNnews.com, Nigeria Defense Chief Alex Bade says that the military knows where the terrorist group Boko Haram is keeping the nearly 3